He's looking for a story to shape his life. 16 and thrashing between the covers of his own lived book, 16 and certain this is middle, not prologue to a grander start, he is farmed fish boiling in his bucket, angry at the ocean he has never seen, even as he's carried to its edge. He paces, naming all the ways no story ever told can compass him, no serviceable shape rich enough for his new needs, raw as skin he won't stop scratching, digging into itch surely no one else can feel. I sit in the seat of thousands, recalling stories that I know by heart, thinking to myself of pyramids. Gustav Freytag drew his lines around our plot. Act 1. All setting, character, conflict striking its old match. Act 2. Steep complication tightens as we strain. Act 3. An urgent turning, taut high wire between choices. He stands stranded. So far from where the line is tethered, he believes it floats on air. From where I sit, I say again, I know. Thanks, he says, as if it's magic to be seen, taken in and then told back in this coherent form, when all I've offered is the story he refuses, one he finds too easy to be true.